Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we'd like to empower you. So thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about some fever facts tonight. I know we talked about fevers recently, but we got some more info to share with you. We may be talking about nutraceuticals and some other things. We'll see how far we get in the hour. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. Mind the time, it grows short. And today's devotional is in Jeremiah 17. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Yet the Lord is your refuge and your high tower. Never forget that. So mind the time, it grows short. Seek Lord's face, and because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thanks, Frank. Okay, here was a leaked report on one of the childhood vaccines called Inferix Hexa, which is a 6-in-1 vaccine shot that they give children. Apparently, some independent media sources, some investigative reporters found out that GlaxoSmithKline that makes the vaccine, when they tested it, 36 infants died. When they got it, it was originally a vaccine that they launched in 2000. It's marketed for diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, you know, your whooping cough, polio, hepatitis B, and influenza type B, HIV. They're saying it's safe. Of course, the GlaxoSmithKline folks are saying it's safe. But if they use the 36-figure death quote that happened over a 2-year test period on the vaccine, that's 1 in 5 deaths per month, which by anyone's standard is high. It's high. So 1 to 10% of the adverse reactions to your vaccines are being reported. So this means that the fatalities on that vaccine probably much higher. Do your homework on all that stuff before you embark. That's what I have to say about that. All right, next up in the quack report, acid reflux drugs, the PPIs, the pump inhibitor drugs. New study out of Washington University School of Medicine, St. Louis, said that they've been studying the side effects of the PPI drugs, and they got their work published in the Kidney International Journal. They've known for some time that there's a weakening in the kidneys when you're on these drugs. So about 125,000 patients are on these drugs, but then they develop chronic and sudden kidney failure. So doctors normally tend to monitor patients when they're on the drugs, make sure there's no swelling in the extremities, where, you know, you get fluid retention means the kidneys aren't voiding properly. But it's not enough of a warning system. And so a lot of cases where people just wake up with full-blown chronic kidney disease overnight. Last but not least in the Quack Report, new organic meat. New hunters, actually, the millennials are looking for clean food. If they want pesticide-free fruits and vegetables, it means they have to have a garden. So if they want clean meat that hasn't been, you know, pumped full of hormones and other things, they're going a hunting. That's right. The Americans are engaging in that pastime where you go hunt and feed yourself. It's kind of dropped off over the last 20 years. Not as many people have been hunting, but Quality Deer Management Association says they have 60,000 members now, and they have established this new program where you can go out. If you don't like guns, they say no worries, no problem, bring your crossbow. And so they're getting rid of the gun restrictions and all that stuff, and they're going hunting with the bow and arrow thing. Yep, hunters, the original conservative group, and I guess the millennials are getting hip to that, and they're going to hunt. And it's interesting. Hey, Frank, you want to go hunt? Bring your crossbow. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All right. Yes. Oh, you'll go hunt. Frank will go hunting, but not with a millennial. You don't want to get shot, right? All right. We're going to be talking about fever facts. Keep me on track on my clock, Frank. Run music if it gets close to the time, if I'm so involved with what I'm saying. Now, the facts about fevers, you know, they've kind of been torched with half-truths. And that's kind of paved the way to really sabotage, you know, a timely recovery when you get an infection. So, you know, I've talked about fevers before, you know, on how scientific medicine has most people believing high fevers are bad. They're dangerous. They're life-threatening. And the aspirin and the acetaminophen manufacturers, I'm sure they have, you know, benefited substantially from this misinformation. But it can be hard. It can be hard to inform people of the truth when so many industries and health authorities are proclaiming something else. Because remember this, half the truth is still a whole lie. Okay? So I can honestly say that an educated person is the medical industry's worst patient. That's right. You can't be snowed. You're up on your stuff. So down through the decades, we've heard, you know, things like tonsils and the appendix, useless blobs, which is far from the truth, right? So we're going to check out what medical science is now saying about fever. Yeah, you know, fevers are bad. Take an aspirin, take Tylenol, take this, take that. Suppress that puppy. That's basically what happens. You turn the fever off. But what happens when you do that? Well, you're going to stay sicker longer, that's for sure. And we're going to show you how to work with a fever and get over your infection sooner. So I know we're coming up to a break. Frank's waving his hands. We'll be right back. Prone to developing kidney stones, nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Here on Herb Talk, and we're going to be talking about fever facts for a little bit. Let's talk about when you take your aspirin products, Tylenol products, Advil, all that stuff, you are suppressing an immune system. That's exactly what you're doing. Because one thing I've learned about things that when you suppress them, it undermines the system, and the tentacles are far-reaching when you do that. So most pain relievers will suppress a fever. And in January of this year, 2019, there was this report in the Journal of Immunity, and it stated that the fever influences immune system cells. Do tell, right? This is what it said. Fever is known to power up the immune system and help immune cells find infection, end of quote. You don't say. So this is an interesting statement. You know, that they're admitting in scientific medicine, and they've kind of known this, that your fever will empower your immune system. So if that's the case, why does medicine recommend you administer drugs to lower your fever? Well, it's reasonable to conclude that if the fever helps immune cells find and destroy infections, that the fever will shorten your duration of illness. It's also reasonable to conclude that anti-fever drugs are going to lengthen the duration of illness. So now, why would medicine want to extend the illness and the suffering? Well, fever reduction therapy is being promoted as a process of making the patient more comfortable, you know, because fever makes you feel tired, hot, restless, and achy. So anti-fever drugs can remove those symptoms, but it also slows down the immune system's ability to eradicate infection. Now, I would say, on average, anti-fever drugs can lengthen flu symptoms by 3 to 5 days. And most people would be kind of mad to learn that they could have overcome their flu in about 2 days if they left their fever alone. So there is a way to utilize the fever and to be as comfortable as possible, which we're going to discuss here briefly in just a few minutes. All right, so we're going to talk about the Shanghai research, because scientists in Shanghai, China, discovered the benefits of a fever during their animal trials. They discovered why a fever is beneficial in helping the immune system cells to identify and find the infection. According to their research, the fever will alter proteins which change the surface of the killer T cells, the lymphocytes, the macrophages of your immune system, enabling these cells to travel quickly through the blood system and then attack the infection. Here is a quote from Professor Zhengfeng Chen of the Shanghai Institute of Biochemistry and Cell Biology. He says, "One good thing about fever is that it can promote lymphocyte trafficking to the site of infection to get rid of the pathogen, end of quote. So it appears that science has learned that the fever is an essential part of immune defense in that it influences molecules, what they call integrins, and they create this type of cell adhesion to assist your immune cells to travel through the bloodstream to the pathogens and also help with inflammation. Interesting. Well, what about the temperature part? You know, because most doctors, hospitals, they'll say, you know, if you get a fever 104, dangerous, very dangerous. They get all nervous and weird about it. Well, one of the things that I learned from my herb professors was that the higher the fever that the immune system is really producing more antibodies and they are traveling faster and at a higher level, the higher the fever gets. So Professor Chen is describing this process in his research, and he says that the degree of the fever increases the expression of the proteins that influence your antibodies. So high fevers expedite immune system efficiency and shorten the duration of your illness. So the fever will assist the immune system cells, including your adaptive cells, and the lymphocyte transmigration. Here's a quote from Dr. Chen. He says, our findings show that the fever mechanism not only applies to lymphocytes, but also to innate immune cells like monocytes. It is a general mechanism that can apply to lots of different immune cells, end of quote. Well, let's just cover that fever risk quickly, because for decades we've been taught that the fever is not good and it can lead to febrile seizures. And we talked recently about febrile seizures and the risks of them, which are, you know, really either a product of family history of seizures, a head trauma, or vaccine toxins. That's where you get a febrile seizure from. So we also learned it is rare for children to have a seizure strictly from a natural fever. So Professor Chen writes that they discovered this when the pathway of the proteins that are altering the surface of the immune cells, if it gets blocked, in other words, it suppresses the fever, and this is where their mice died more readily, he said. This is what Dr. Chen cited. Quote, when the pathway is blocked, the mechanism is very temperature specific and is only induced at temperatures above 38.5 Celsius or 101.3 Fahrenheit. This explains how the fever mechanism is targeted effectively and is reversible. End of quote. So it appears that the immune system will normally come into play when your temperature is 101.3 degrees Fahrenheit or higher. So most physicians recommend lowering your fever at 102 degrees Fahrenheit fever with, you know, medications like Tylenol, which, you know, cuts the immune system off from quickly eradicating your infection. Yeah, it just makes you sicker longer. Now, there are lots of ways that medicine can suppress a fever. Other than the aspirin or the Tylenol or ibuprofen, there are lots of other drugs that can turn off the immune system's fever mechanism. Steroid is a big category of drugs that will suppress immune system. They typically will, you know, give you steroids for inflammation, fungal infections, rheumatoid arthritis conditions. So, you know, cortisone, hydrocortisone, prednisone, these type of steroid drugs. However, medicine really has, are you ready, buckle up, sit down if you're not sitting. Medicine has 1,575 drugs at their disposal that will turn off your fever and your immune system from working properly. And if you would like the full list, because I don't have enough airtime to run through the list, I'm not kidding, you can go to webmd.com/drugs, and you can search for it there. If you are on our newsletter list, the email newsletter list, you only get it by email, you'll get the hot link to that list in the newsletter. So you can sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com and just click on books and newsletters and sign up there. But antiquity down through the ages have shown that they worked with fevers to get people well. Empirical history has a lot of documentation showing how important a fever is at defeating illness. So it makes you wonder how smart modern medicine really is when it, you know, takes out the very essence of your defense when you're sick. Here is a quote from Hippocrates, 417 BC. Give me the power to produce fever, and I will cure all disease, end of quote. And then also Rupios Amphius of 76 AD, he said, if indeed any were so good a physician as to be able to produce fever, it would not be necessary to look for any other remedy in sickness, end of quote. So they understood your God-given defense of your immune system. The fever was a key factor in helping you get well. And, you know, papers written by William Penn to the Royal College of Physicians in Europe actually described how Native Americans taught the colonists how to use vapor baths for immediate relief of illnesses. Okay. So it wasn't long before a lot of the colonists started, you know, using sweat therapy for those reasons. And there are other cultures that have long used, you know, saunas, hot springs. The Asians in Japan have used hot springs for therapy, for getting better. Here in America, college kids will go sit in a hot tub to get rid of their hangover really fast. So high temperature really helps the body sweat out toxins, and it's kind of an artificial fever, if you will. And that's exactly what the ancients used. Mm. And I know on board ship, if you got sick, sea captains would build a sweat tent. And if it didn't kill you, you know, it would cure you kind of thing. That was the only thing they had on board ship. So, so sweating out the toxins is a natural therapy. It is a way of dealing with impurities that are creating illness. And, you know, now we've got special things that to measure all these temperatures. Back then, they just kind of felt your body, see if it felt warm. But we have the thermometer. And, you know, science uses these thermometer measurements to diagnose with. So in 1595, the thermometer was invented. And a whole new look at thermotherapy and fevers in general was born. So afterward, medical science actually invested in the cause of fluctuations in body temperature. They also looked at, you know, cardiovascular relations to body temperature, because I know Hippocrates knew that people with high blood pressure couldn't go to saunas. It was bad for them. Okay. So that was way back then. They knew that. What happened to modern medicine that they didn't take note? And Hippocrates is the father of modern medicine, for crying out loud, right? Okay. I'm not going to get too excited here, because we're coming up to a little break. And of course, on the other side, we'll have more. We'll be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk, and we're talking about fever facts. And right before the break, we were talking about the invention of the thermometer, and this is where they got the normal, you know, body temp of 98.6. And of course, this is back in the 1500s. But then, you know, who was the brainiac that decided, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we can control fever? Well, that accolade goes to Herman Boerhaave, a Dutch botanist and a chemist and a physician in Europe. He is credited with clinical medical teachings at an academic hospital. He was kind of referred to as the father of physiology. So this guy back in the 1600s, and he said to himself, you know, oh, wow, if I could control fever, I would be medicine's greatest. It would be medicine's greatest accomplishment. So his writings comment on the controversy within his medical profession to control or not to control. So there was a lot of them back then said, no, the fever is one of our best allies. We don't want to turn it off. Nevertheless, cooling measures to lower fever in patients started around there, and especially the 1700s. William Cullen, he worked in scientific medicine. He didn't know what actually caused the fever, and he really didn't know anything about the immune system. But, you know, ignorance back then didn't stop them from using substances to control, and they called it therapies. Really wasn't until 1868 when Karl Wernerlich, he wrote that fever was a symptom of a disease. So he got that right. All right. And he also ushered in the use of rectal thermometers for a more accurate body temp reading than oral. According to Herman Boerhaave, the Dutch physician, he said in 1670, "I wish I could produce a fever by artificial means, and I would be the greatest physician if I could also produce intermittent fever as easily as to suppress it." End of quote. They just don't get the big picture, do they? You know? By the 19th century, though, fever lowering techniques were all over the place. Practitioners would use whatever they could, whatever that was at their disposal to lower fever, searching for simple ways to lower the fever. They started using quinine that was really for treating malaria, but that wasn't an ideal therapy, and it kind of failed. So by the 20th century, they were experimenting with salicylic acid, which is derived from a willow bark tree. And this actually, when they fractionalized that compound, it became acetylsalicylic acid, and that is your aspirin today. So they were using analgesics as well as narcotics to suppress fever, but there were some physicians throughout that time period that said that the fever is our defense mechanism. It's there to attack the foreign pathogens, and we shouldn't lower the fever. These physicians were promptly ignored by their colleagues. So they were like, you know, saying, hey, your fever's there for a reason, dude. Here's a quote from a couple of the 20th century practitioners, Dr. Welch, Pfluger, Virchow, and Cullen. They said, "In order to overcome disease, the objective of the clinician should not be the direct suppression of the elevation of temperature, but rather the destruction of the foreign agents responsible for the inflammation and fever. We recognize that microorganisms are not the only cause of inflammation and fever, but that there are a host of chemicals and toxins that cause fever. So at least they were starting to, it was starting to dawn on them, you know. Fever is kind of important. See, now there was an article in the Journal of Leukocyte Biology in December 2011, and it was there by the Federation of the American Societies for Experimental Biology, and they were stating that fever can help the immune cells work better. Uh-huh. And they suggested that, you know, if you're lowering the fever, in instances like for colds or influenza, it's not going to help the patient, and it's not going to help the patient fight the infection. So their research is mentioning how a natural fever is a response to an illness, stating that even cold-blooded animals seek out warmer places when they become sick. Interesting. Here is a quote from Dr. Elizabeth Rapaski, Department of Immunology, Roswell Park Cancer Institute, Buffalo, New York. She says, an increase in body temperature has been known since ancient times to be an association with infection and inflammation. Yeah, so, you know, come on, take a clue, scientists, modern medicine, doctors. The fever isn't an enemy. Not really, no. A lot of research out of that Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology were specifically saying immune system cells are linked to your fever. These cells are called T cells. They are cells that destroy infection, and these are cells that want to fight against viruses, bacterias, tumors, etc. So without your fever, these cells are not engaged and are essentially your antibody defense. Should I say that again? Frank, do you get the implication of that? If your fever cell, if your fever's not engaged, your immune cells are not engaged, and they are essentially your antibody defense. Therefore, an artificial infection like a vaccine, especially with dead strains of disease, you know, non-activated ones, the immune system really doesn't recognize them as a threat and doesn't produce an antibody protection. No fever, no antibody. And, of course, scientific medicine has known about this for at least 35 years, yet they keep using vaccines. No fever, no antibody. Remember that. It's key. And if there's no fever and there's no antibody, the immune system doesn't record that antibody for future reference and defense. Here is a quote for Dr. John Weir, editor of the journal Leukocyte Biology. He says, having a fever might be uncomfortable, but this research supports, as well as several others, that having a fever is part of the effective immune response. Previous scientific medicine thought that microbes that interact, infect us simply can't replicate as well when we have fever. So they thought, you know, fever was a bad thing for the immune system. Oh, man. However, they said new research is suggesting the immune system has a very enhanced function when we experience a fever. Enhanced function. So some guy in medicine, scientific research, got the idea. Fever's bad, and your immune system doesn't work well with a fever. And from there, it kind of just snowballed. And there was probably no scientific research to back up that idea. All right, so scientific medicine, with all its advancements, has really sabotaged a basic principle involving your natural defenses, you know, turning off your fever. Makes you wonder what else they've gotten wrong. All right, so as I promised, we're going to talk about how you can work with your fever, shortened duration illness. Fevers really don't have to be dangerous, but they can actually be life-saving. So you don't want to shut your fever off, but you do want to keep the fever wet. So you want to drink, hydrate yourself, plenty of fluids. So if you take those kind of steps, most people can actually flush out the infection, whether it's virus, flu, for example, in about 1 or 2 days. Okay. So working with immune system function and not against it is really going to prevent suffering especially if you do get the flu. And why would you want to suffer with the flu 5 to 7 days when you can just get over it in 1 or 2 days? And so what I typically do, if you get the flu and you got those aches associated with the flu, and instead of being tempted to take, you know, aspirin or Tylenol or Advil, take 1 or 2 warm baths. The hydrotherapy of the bath relieves that achy feeling, makes you feel better. So that warmth also lifts the aches out of the body. And also, you may not feel like eating solid foods, and that's okay. You just want to drink a lot of light liquids, like light chicken soup broth. You can put some fresh garlic in it. That's fine. And, you know, herb teas, water, stay away from caffeine. It dehydrates you. And you're not going to feel like eating anyway, especially when you have viruses. And that's kind of the body's way of saying, I need that energy that normally would go to digest all that food to help fight this infection instead. So this is where you get that old saying, starve a fever. So hydrate. Keep the fever wet. Let it work. Think of it as your self-cleaning oven feature. You know, your mom throws on that self-cleaning oven feature and turns all that crud inside the oven into powdery ash, and she just wipes it out. Sort of the same thing. Really hot fever gets those, you know, critters, those viruses. So, you know, what you can take away from this is the fever is your friend, really. You can cut out – you could cut the legs off your immune system by – shutting off a fever, basically, and you put your immune system in the wheelchair, and it's not going to be any good to you there. So when people discover there is a gentler and better way to beat infections, they tend to relax. They don't panic, right? There is a real empowerment in using immune support herbs to work with the fever, also quickly shortens the duration of illness. So when you feel empowered, you know what's going on, you got the information, you're not freaking out. Not freaking out. So if you'd like to learn more about how you can empower yourself, use the immune support formulas. Folks at Apothecary Herbs have a professional grade line of immune boosters if you want to check them out. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. It's really a game changer. They are professional grade. It's what practitioners would be using, but you can order them directly from them. The web address is thepowerherbs.com. thepowerherbs.com, or you can call them toll-free in the United States and Canada at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. You can get a free catalog. It's absolutely free. You can request one online or give them a call on their catalog hotline number there, they're toll-free. Just leave your information and they'll send you a free catalog in the U.S. mail. If you're on the website and you do have email and you do want their free newsletters, you just click on the books and newsletters tab and you sign up for free. So definitely check that out, because the newsletters go out each week to American Survival on Tuesday and HealthQuest on Friday. So you can sign up there. I got to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Does your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Mood for education. Hey, Frank, we're going to be talking about one of your favorite herbs, garlic. I know Frank is a garlic guy. He likes garlic. He uses it to get better. I can attest to that. So we're going to be talking about garlic a little bit because we don't have time to do the nutraceutical topic justice in the time we have left. So we'll have to reserve that for later. But we're talking about garlic. A lot of people say, I don't like garlic because it makes my breath smell bad. Hey, I just say get some cloves, some whole cloves. You can get those in your spice aisle in the grocery store and just pop them in your mouth. It's the same ingredient they use in smoker's gum to hide smoker's breath. So you can just pop a few cloves, gets rid of that garlic aroma. But, you know, one of the ancient civilizations that used a lot of garlic and wrote about it a lot were the Egyptians. Actually, they love garlic so much. And they held it in such high esteem that they took oaths in the name of garlic. So if they had to take an oath of office, they'd be swearing not on a Bible, but on clove of garlic. So the ancient Greeks, they also gave a lot of garlic offerings to the gods. And the Greek herbal of Dioscorides had an entry in this ancient text about garlic, which read, "Garlic, if eaten, helps eliminate tapeworm and drives out urine." It worked like a diuretic is what they meant. They also went on to say it is good against snake bite with wine or when crushed inside wine. It is good against the bite of a rabid dog. It makes the voice clear, soothes continuous coughing when eaten raw or boiled. Boil garlic with oregano helps kill lice and bed bugs. It clears the arteries. If you burn it or mix it with honey, they said it heals white skin spots. It also heals herpes eruptions, liver spots, leprosy, and scurvy. So boil with pine wood, they said, with also cloves to soothe the toothache applied in the mouth. For childbirth, they say place a mother in a garlic sitz bath to bring forth the placenta and to help with female menstruation. And I think all that is very beneficial stuff. It was the ancient way of dealing with things, and who knows, we may have to go back to that, right? So what makes garlic really so great that the ancients were so, enthralled with it? Well, the Greeks and the Egyptians and a lot of major empires did write about garlic. Garlic is one of those herbs that they thought had a lot of magic attached to it. But it wasn't really magic. It's chemistry, you know. So it does so many things for the human body and even for animals. They wrote about using it for animals. So if you went back in time, and you ask the Greeks and the Egyptians and all these cultures about garlic, they would say if we held an Olympic event for herbs, garlic would be the winner. Very broad spectrum, but complex. I mean, science hasn't been able to figure garlic out yet. So when we we tend to wrinkle our nose at the aroma sometimes that garlic has because we are reacting to the chemistry and it has wet and dry cells. And so when you cut into garlic, those cells are mixed together. And this is where you get that chemical reaction and that aroma from the allicin property in there. So garlic contains a lot of precious sulfur and selenium, which has really enticed the pharmaceutical companies to look into ways to make anti-cancer and heart drugs from garlic. Absolutely. So without your sulfur, your body really suffers. You got to have sulfur in the body because it needs it to keep its shape and to function normally because the sulfur helps your proteins function in the body along with your amino acids. So garlic is one of those sulfur-containing compound herbs along with chrysotrichin sulfate, which really helps affect your connective tissues, okay? So a myriad of health conditions can result without the sulfur compounds. For instance, your skin can suffer, your hair can suffer, your joints can suffer. The body, doesn't make enough natural insulin. Garlic has been used to help the body regain that manufacturing capability. So now if you burn skin or hair, it has a characteristic odor of sulfur to it. So we do need to replenish our sulfurs. So your garlic can help the body do that. And it also will help your liver out because the liver has to make heparin, which is an anticoagulant. So when you have the sulfur in there, it helps the liver do that. So again, this helps the cardio system out. So garlic's kind of a broad spectrum antibiotic as well. We've heard about that. It helps, the body fight infections, whether they're viral or bacterial, fungal or yeast. So it really was a poor man's antibiotic in the ancient times. And I think it's still an antibiotic for many of us today. But garlic has another element to it. It helps you to detox. That's right. There are a few nutritional elements that are necessary for your body to help dump toxicity. There are some foods and herbs that contain a lot of these properties. And what it is you need natural antioxidants to do it. So if you have fish with your garlic, guess what? This is a source of selenium, and this will inhibit the oxidization of fats in your body. So vegetables like cabbage, radishes, celery, cucumbers, they also have selenium in them if you have them grown in mineral-rich soil. So when you have these natural elements of selenium, you have what is called an anti-cancer agent working for you. So they're antioxidant defenses, the built-in mechanisms that help detox your body. Isn't that great? So you can detox by eating something really great. So without selenium, guess what? Your heart, your pancreas, your muscles, your immune system get really weak, and then they start to get damaged. So heart attacks really tend to be triggered by low selenium levels in your body. And studies have shown that, junk food diets, really poor diets, produce a lot of selenium depletion. So it's really diet-driven, a lot of what our problems are today. So now if you want to improve your selenium intake, and let's say you don't like garlic. Some people say, oh, it nauseates me. I can't do it. You can double your selenium by switching from, let's say, white bread to whole grain bread just by doing that. Brown rice has 15 times more selenium than white rice. So just tweak that diet. That's all you got to do. Typically, unless you got a really bad depletion level. If you're taking drugs, that's the other thing. Look into your drugs because a lot of drugs deplete those minerals. A lot of heart drugs do that. But check all your drugs, whether you're diabetic or whatever, just to see if they're dumping your minerals. And this could be the reason you have all these other problems. So when you have natural selenium, you have this upper hand at combating a lot of inflammation and helping your vitamin E work better, more efficiently as an antioxidant for you. So new mothers, if you're out there expecting, the human breast milk, guess what? It has 6 times more selenium than cow's milk. So make sure your babies are getting breast milk. And there is really no surprise that the lack of human breast milk really does suppress an infant's immune system. Duh. So according to the immune system studies, we have more protection against viruses when we have adequate selenium in the system. Okay, so if you want, you know, if you want a deterrent factor, a preventative, you know, look at your foods with sulfurs and selenium and other minerals in them. Now, our thyroid, for instance, it would also be healthier if you get more selenium going. Also, you have to have the natural iodine for it to produce those hormones, T4, T3, which are used all over the body for things, including breathing and sleeping together at night. So, you know, you can get a couple of things done at one swipe. By just building up minerals in the system. Now, your Celtic sea salt does have natural selenium in it. So if you want to switch to a whole food salt that doesn't promote hypertension, then do that. Tweak that diet. You can switch over to the Mediterranean diets, one of my favorite diets. And Mediterranean folks have very few, if not zero, cases of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, basically because of how they eat. Okay? Diet's king. Okay. But you know, we live in such a congestive world of toxins everywhere you turn. Maybe just switching over to a green, healthy, clean diet's not going to be enough for some of you out there. So you're going to have to, in the short term, use some, complex, potent medicinal herbs to get you over the hump, kind of bridge that gap a little bit. Everybody's different. Their weakness level's different. Their tolerance levels to herbs are different. You may even have some allergies to herbs. So it's a learning curve a little bit, but it's well worth the time that you invest in it. Keeps you out of the doctor's office, right? Right. All right, so if you're looking for garlic, and let's say you don't want to eat 6 cloves of garlic, we do have garlic juice concentrate at thepowerherbs.com. We do have garlic in several of our immune booster formulas. So we have garlic galore, sulfur and selenium galore at thepowerherbs.com. And if you're looking for an overall supplement that, you know, you just want something that's organic whole food and it's not synthetic and it's not isolated nutrients that this, you know, the lab is guessing at, you know, you don't need megadoses when the chemistry is balanced and nobody does it better than God, right? And this whole foods. Look at the body food mix that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. It's just throat and juice or water or smoothie, and it just super infuses your system with a lot of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and even plant protein. So if you want protein but without the animal fats, this is a great solution. So check that out. That's also at thepowerherbs.com. I think it's under the energy tab because it'll give you lots of energy. So check that out there. Lots of other things there. They have ginseng for energy if you need that. It's not the kind of thing that's going to be like a caffeine boost, but it's going to be a strengthener at a metabolic level kind of thing. So if you're coming off a long convalescence and you're kind of weak and you need help, or if you had invasive surgeries, then if it were me, I'd hit the ginseng for my recovery for sure. All right. I know I'm just about out of time, Frank. We got some things in the works at thepowerherbs.com, so we'll be checking that out here soon and let you know what's going on for you guys out there. But in the meantime, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.